Today, we begin a series of conversations with the five candidates for Massachusetts governor. The election is just about 2 weeks away, and the polls show that independent candidate Scott Lively has the most ground to make up. The Christian pastor and attorney remains largely unknown to voters, running on a platform of restoring biblical worldviews. WBUR's Bob Oakes asked Lively about some of those views and which voters he's trying to sway.
I'm appealing to the citizens of Massachusetts who share the values that I grew up with growing up in Shelburne Falls, which were primarily Judeo-Christian worldview. And we've lost all the blessings that came from holding that as a cultural consensus. And we're suffering now under what I think is cultural Marxism.
What do you mean we've lost the blessings?
Well, look at the difference between the society as it was then and it is now. Those were the days when a family could live on one income. You could leave your house unlocked, your keys in your car. It was a more prosperous, more secure, and much more moral culture that we lived in. I mean, I was at the front edge of the drug culture, so, I'm partly responsible for some of the destruction that we've seen in our moral infrastructure.
What do you mean by that?
What
did happened? Did you do drugs when you were a younger guy?
Yeah, I was an alcoholic and a drug addict for 16 years. My dad was mentally ill. And when he started manifesting serious problems when I was about 9 or 10, when I was 12, I retreated sort of from the pain of that into alcoholism. At 14, I discovered drugs. February 1st, 1986, I got down on my knees, surrendered my life to Jesus Christ, was completely healed and delivered, never had another desire to take drugs or drink ever again.
How do you view then today the war on drugs? And do you think the war on drugs has been effective, or is a better approach to the alcohol and drug problem facing us today treatment for those suffering from it?
Well, if you really want to solve the drug problem, if you want to win the war on drugs, you get back to the basics of the family. For people that are addicted today, of course, there has to be tremendous emphasis on recovery, and I would support a broad expansion of the treatment facilities. I run an inner-city mission in Springfield. We work with the poorest of the poor. These are people that are in struggling with various types of addictions. This every single day, this is who we work with. And some of these people can't break free on their own. You have to help them. So, no, we shouldn't cut them off, but we shouldn't let them continue in something that's killing them either.
I want to ask about global warming. Governor Patrick has supported significant investments in the green economy, investments to mitigate climate change as well. You've called global warming nonsense. You don't believe in it.
Well, I'm a Christian environmentalist. I believe that God created this universe and this planet for us, and that he gave us the responsibility to be good stewards of his gift. But the global warming scam is an attempt to take the genuine interest that people have in having clean air and clean water and turn it into a global governmental structure of some kind where the elites are just going to have one more level of power over us.
So do you call yourself an environmentalist then or not?
Yes, I'm definitely environmentalist. As a matter of fact, in a lot of the issues when I approach them, it's not right and left. It's natural versus artificial. I'm strongly in favor of natural foods, natural medicines, natural families, natural communities, and natural persons.
You mentioned natural families. You know that you have, at times in this campaign, inflamed the debate over gay rights, gay marriage.
Oh, yeah.
You've called homosexuality abnormal, wrong, harmful, perverse. But there is overwhelming support in Massachusetts for gay marriage. So how do you square yourself up with Massachusetts residents on this issue, or do you even care whether you're squared up with residents on this issue?
I believe that leadership is about setting an example, about articulating a perspective and a worldview so that people will actually change their minds from a wrong perspective to a right one.
It makes me curious. Do you have any homosexual friends, or is there anyone gay in your family, and how do you treat them then?
My sister was a lesbian. I love homosexual people. I'm not against them. I don't want to bash them. I want them to be healed and recovered. I want them to enjoy the same blessing of heterosexual union that God established for us to enjoy, the same that I've had.
Let me come back to the numbers. The latest WBUR tracking poll shows 64% of voters have never heard of you. Pretty daunting figure to overcome. What keeps you motivated, and how do you think you are going to overcome that?
Well, I don't think I am going to overcome it. I don't think I'm going to win. But I think I am going to have an impact on this election, and I think I'm going to inspire many people who share my perspective to come forward. My goal is not to be governor of Massachusetts. I'm willing. If the Lord makes it happen, I think I would make a very good governor. But my main purpose is to save the Commonwealth from the direction that's going right now, because we won't survive this in the long run.
Scott Lively, candidate for governor as an independent. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.
Independent candidate for Massachusetts governor Scott Lively, speaking with WBUR's Bob Oakes about his bid for governor on what he calls the miracle ticket.